Tanya lay back on the pool raft and let herself spin in the water. The slight breeze blowing over her barely clad body and bringing a slight chill to her nipples as it cooled the wet bikini top. She smiled as she felt her nipples grow stiff and poke out through the fabric, knowing this would get his attention. She watched him, knowing that he couldn't see her eyes behind the mirrored sunglasses that she wore, so she was free to stare at him and measure him up. She loved to tease the pool men. It was fun. Since she first developed, she found it amusing to accidentally prance around in a bikini while they were there. This one was different. Well, actually they both were. Tanya was now well of legal age, turning 19 next week. And he never watched her. She had never had that happen before. He never watched her at all, and never went out of his way to try and get a peek at her. This annoyed and intrigued her. He was a good-looking man, maybe 35, 37 years old. His body was muscular and lithe. Not the workout kind of muscles, not puffed up. The kind of muscles that come from hard, manual labor. He was so blue-collar, it was amazing. Tanya dipped her hands into the water, so she stopped spinning directly in front of him. She was a knockout. Her C-cup breasts were perfect and firm. Her long legs and short blonde hair was the envy of many girls, and her face was very pretty in a cute way. She was attractive, and she knew it. She could get almost any boy at college. That was the operative word, though. Boy. She didn't want a boy. She wanted a man. Finally, after she sat there staring at him for a good 4 or 5 minutes, he looked up. She nearly tipped over in the raft. His eyes were like blue crystal, so light and pale, they almost seemed to shine with a metallic sheen. His face was rugged and tough-looking, his beard the standard 5 o'clock shadow. But his eyes, they were something else. They were sad and yet sexy, innocent and yet like they had seen sin. Oh, she was sure of that. He smiled and went back to his work, and Tanya felt her pussy getting wetter by the second. This was a man. This is what she wanted. She thought of how to get his attention and played with the idea of seducing him, but she didn't think she could carry that off. Somehow she seemed too innocent to do that to most men. She had to try the more direct approach, and time was running short. He was already finishing up with the filter and would be leaving soon. He turned his back to her to get something from his toolbox, and Tanya took the chance. She quickly undid her top and took it off and freed her gorgeous breasts. She straddled the raft and sat up and tossed the top over at him. Then she quickly laid down on her belly on the raft and waited. He turned back around to finish his work and saw the yellow bikini top laying on the cement next to his feet. He bent down and picked it up and looked at the girl in the pool. Tanya smiled and waved to him, and he shook his head. "Mr. Poolman," Tanya called in her best cute voice. "I dropped that. Could you bring it to me?" Then she giggled and splashed water at him. He looked up again and laughed. "Subtle. Very subtle," he said with a smile. "But I dropped it, and I didn't mean to," she said in her best, most innocent voice. "Uh-huh," he said and shook his head again. She sat up and let him get a good view of her tits. Smiling, she kicked her feet and paddled over to the side of the pool by him. "Honestly, I don't want to get sun damage on my nipples," she said and smiled. "Listen, miss, you are very attractive, but I don't mess with underage. I'm almost 19, she said, cutting him off. "I'm legal." "Got an ID," he said with a laugh, and then looked up at her and down. He was gauging her, how old she really was. 19, huh?" "Yep," she replied with a smile. He looked her over one more time and then pulled his shirt off to reveal his muscular chest. He didn't say anything, just kicked off his sneakers and jumped in the water next to her. The wave knocked her off her raft, and he caught her in his powerful arms as she fell into the water next to him. There was no need for words. They began to kiss, and she wrapped her arms around his neck to hold herself up. His fingers grabbed at her ass and pulled at the fabric of her bikini bottom. She reached one hand down and helped him pull them off and wrapped her legs around him. Her pussy was so ready, she felt a tiny climax as she pressed her hot pussy against his belly. She pulled at his shorts and kicked them free into the water, and his cock sprang to its full size. A hard 8 inches bounced and bobbed in the water, and Tanya reached down for it quickly and grabbed a hold of it. It was thick and hot to the touch. The head was huge, and she couldn't wait to get it in her. His fingers dug into her ass cheeks and held her up so he could suck on those perfect nipples, and Tanya guided his hard cock to her wet pussy. Even in the water, she was so horny, her pussy was slippery, and she took him in all at once in one even thrust. She bounced up and down on his cock, splashing up and down, faster and faster. This was no great romantic interlude. It was a hard fuck, and what they both wanted. He was sucking on her nipples and nibbling on her tits, his hands grabbing her ass and lifting her, and then slamming her back down onto his cock. The thickness stretched her to the point where it was almost painful to fuck him hard, which is just how she wanted it. Her pussy was tight, but she could take this cock and wanted it all. He slammed her up and down again, the waves splashing over the edge of the pool. She threw her head back as she rode him and screamed out in pleasure, "Fuck me, oh God, baby, fuck me." He needed no further urgings and began to thrust up into her with each fuck. His cock struck so deep in her, she cried out with each stroke, but wanted more. She could feel a shaking building in her and rode him faster. She wanted to come so bad, needed to come so bad. He bit down on her nipple, and she screamed in pain. He thrust one last hard time, and she screamed again, but this time in pure pleasure. Her body shook and jerked as an orgasm rocked through her. She grabbed him and held herself to him tightly as she began to shake uncontrollably. Next thing she was aware of is that she was trembling in his arms, his hard cock still in her. She kissed him, and he pulled her up and off of his cock. Setting her down in front of him, they continued to kiss as he began to stroke his hard cock. Tanya broke the embrace and took a deep breath. Plunging down under the water, she grabbed his cock from his hand and shoved it into her mouth, the bubbles rising up as she began to suck him and stroke him hard. He was in heaven as the hot little mouth sucked on his hard cock. She came to the surface and gulped more air and then went down again, never stopping her fast strokes. The feel of her mouth underwater was too much for him. He groaned once and thrust into her mouth and shot a wad of cum. She sucked and swallowed all she could, and then a second and a third blast gushed out, and she could only just rub the head of her face, there was so much cum. She came to the surface and gulped in air and smiled up at him. He was sweating and shaking slightly, but he lifted her and kissed her deeply, and kissed and touched for a few more minutes. Then he told her that he needed to get back to work. He had other pools that he needed to clean today. Tanya kissed him again and returned to her raft, naked and laid out again. He finished his cleaning and pulled his wet shorts and shirt back on and picked up his tools. "Now remember, everything is working fine now. Unless something happens, like dirt being dumped in the filter, it will be fine. If that happens, I'll have to make another trip out here tomorrow," he said with a big smile. Tanya laughed and paddled over to kiss him goodbye. As he left, she wondered exactly where she would find enough dirt to dump into that filter.